I want to thank you for tuning in to Dream Chasers Radio with me, your host, Yana Diamond. What's up, peoples? How you doing? Oh my gosh, I have a wonderful show for you today. I always say that, don't I? But everybody that comes on the show is wonderful, and I just love it because that way we get to see all the different aspects of everybody's dream come true right here on Dream Chasers Radio. Please, if you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel, go ahead and do that. That's Dream Chasers Radio, and you'll see my big face plastered all over the place. Maybe I should change that. I don't know. I'll be right back. Don't you go anywhere. Welcome back to the show. Okay, so you can get us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, TuneIn, Deezer, Vimeo, Roku at Yaya Diamond TV, as well as Amazon Fire at Yaya Diamond TV, as well as Comcast Channel 25 in DeKalb, Georgia, and Louisiana, and Arkansas, and the Ozark Mountains, and in Fresno, California, as well as three different TV stations in Hawaii. What's up? Aloha. I'll have to go there one day. Yes. All right. But that's when the, you know, no volcanoes. I don't do volcanoes and I don't do earthquakes. So just saying. All right. But we have a wonderful, wonderful show for you today. Of course, I have someone in the music industry and his name is Blaze. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Thank you for having me, man. It's a pleasure being on your show.
All the pleasure is mine, man. We're going to be plastering you everywhere.
I appreciate the love. Really digging it. Oh, man, and the support that you built up.
Oh, definitely, definitely. We got to do it. We have to do it. We have to support each other. That's what I'm here for. We're here for support. And so, okay, so Blaze, you got to tell everybody what you do.
I'm an artist slash producer slash entrepreneur, label, indie independent label owner. Pretty much I wear multiple hats just to make sure that I want to be the best musician that I could be.
I hear that. So when did you get the bug? Because it's a bug. I mean, it doesn't make any rational sense to be a musician. Sometimes it's just like, I don't know why I do this. Tell me why you do this.
You know, I got it. Like, I started feeling like a want for this industry. I want to be in this industry around like 17, 18. And at first I started in a group. I was the youngest in the group. It was just straight. Only thing I had to worry about, or at least that I thought I had to worry about, was just writing bars, writing the best bars that I could. but as you grow as an artist, especially independently, you learn that there's different facets to it. There's different aspects that you have to tend to if you really want to exceed the potential that you see in yourself.
Yeah. So what, I mean, okay. So like what aspects did you see that you needed to take care of other than just being that recording artist?
At first we had one of the group members, some of their people were managing us. So once the group split up, I started to manage myself. And after I started managing myself, I started to take care of my own marketing and aspect to it. And not only marketing, like the administrative side of it, you know, the registering your music, getting your mechanical rights and your synchronization licensing and all of that type of stuff. So I started to become knowledgeable about that and pretty much took on 5-6 different hats to make Blaze be the best artist that he could be. I had to focus on learn graphic design, learn web design, making our company site, just any type of, I eventually picked up production as well, produced my own music as well. So engineering, mixing and mastering as well. So I took on a lot of different hats and learned a lot of information just to make this business thrive into where I'm starting to make something from it.
I get that, man. I get that. So what were your challenges? Because I mean, taking on so many different hats can be so challenging and sometimes so overwhelming. What happened after did you grasp it right away? Or was there like a little learning curve?
There was a learning curve. There was at least a two to three period learning curve, even just on the production and the mixing and mastering. One thing that with the graphic design and web design too, one thing that really helped me was going back to school. I went back to college, Phoenix College, and I started, my apprentice is he's an engineer who he was the lead engineer for five of DMX's albums. So he taught, it was a blessing. He taught at that school and I was under his wing. And from there, it just kind of created a monster. I already had the artistic, I'd already developed myself as an artist. So that really wasn't a problem, but it was getting the best sound out of myself, making sure that it was that it was a high quality sound. Yeah. And then also, you know, I got a chance to learn the business aspect of it as well.
So, I mean, okay. So now that you know, where Blaze needs to be, what you need to do for Blaze, you know, all the different aspects that you can actually get. What is the biggest lesson you've learned so far that took you to that next level?
I know it sounds cliche, but never to quit. Like you said earlier, like as a musician, you're going to hit this wall 100 times. Like, man, why am I doing this? Why in the world am I, why do I keep doing this? And then God, he shoots you gems. He shoots you breadcrumbs. Like, keep going, keep going, keep going. And I think that's the biggest thing for me is just resiliency. Mm-hmm. Is resilience and the willingness to fail and learn from that.
And so now, Blaze, you have your new project coming out. Tell us about that. And it's your, I mean, I have to, six?
Yes, six studio album, yes.
What?
Yes.
Oh.
I kind of laid off of the production on this one. I produced maybe three of the songs on there. The lead single I call E, I produced that. But I kind of stepped away to get a different sound that I feel will complement what I was, the message I was getting out. 46 Brock is probably like the lead producer throughout the whole project. He did a wonderful job, man. I'm really impressed with his work. And we're definitely going to be doing some work in the future together as well. E-Flow out here. I got shout out E-Flow, man. He gave me some bangers too, man. He really hooked me up. He's been one of those instrumental players that's kind of always helped me throughout my career, especially these later years here in Phoenix.
Mm-mm. And so, okay, so you said you needed to reach out and get that fresh sound for Blaze, you know, that fresh perspective. How important is that sometimes to just kind of sit back and say, okay, I'm going to give up some of my writing. I'm going to give up some, because that's what you're doing now. I'm not going to lie. No, people don't realize it. I'm going to give up my writing. I'm going to give up my production and all of, I'm going to give up some of my publishing, not all of it. But how difficult is that for you as a writer, as a producer, as a label owner to give up some of your rights just to get that sweet, sweet new sound?
Well, actually the thing with them, I negotiated with them. They were really, it's a different sense in the independent field because you know, as independent artists, most of us are just coming up. So it's not like they're going to be out here charging $500-$600 a beat. Most of those producers charge me no more than $100-$150 for my exclusive rights. And then I've always wanted to facilitate a good business environment where proper business etiquette is the aura or the foundation of it. So I felt it was responsible for me to give them the song splits, you know what I mean?
Right.
Song splits to where, you know, they'll get a percentage on the back end on what I make.
That's it right there. That is wonderful. I love collaborations. I love it when you get that, you know, you got your sound and then that sound from the other person comes in. It just makes an entirely different feel to everything. So is this, okay, so this next thing, what is, okay, your next project, what is it called?
Southwest.
Why?
I wanted this project to reflect the community of Arizona.
Gotcha.
In its essence, the community, what we as a Black man coming from a street environment or business perspective, or just an entrepreneur trying to make it out here, Black woman as well. I wanted it to convey our culture.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. It's harder. And most people don't realize it's a lot harder to be a Black person and to make it, you have to be 100 times better.
Yeah.
100 times better. And you have to be on that game.
Yeah.
100 times more than your counterparts.
Yeah.
So I congratulate you.
Information for free.
No, you have to dig. You have to dig for it. And if you ask, they're like, no.
Yep.
So you have to really, yeah, you have to really dig for it yourself. And you know, we learn all of those things as we go along. So what would be the biggest lesson that you say a person can learn in this industry? So like drop a nugget for me, like for these people that are listening, the kids that are coming up.
If the biggest tool, that a lot of people will say it's a big curse, but I grew up in the game to where I saw the transition to where we really didn't have, to where we had CDs and then Napster and LimeWire and then the internet. So being able to see that, like at one point in time, we could only touch the people in our community with our music. We didn't have distribution or nothing like that. The internet, you have access to not only people worldwide, but information, and that information is the most valuable thing. You could take the time to research how do I get my copyrights for my music, because when I initially started off, I knew nothing about none of this stuff. My ASCAP copyrights, you know, like we were talking about before, mechanical synchronization licensing, your merchandise, yeah, right, during your performances and stuff. Yeah, so you can, if you dig deep, you'll find the information. Don't be dependent on somebody else to do it for you, because the more information you learn about it as you grow further in the game, then they won't be able to bamboozle you or swindle you. You already, you'll know. Like, nah, look, when I was doing this, I did it like this, this, and this, and I was progressing. So I already know that you're not going to hit me with the okie doke.
Like that 360.
Yep, exactly.
That's the okie doke right there, the 360 board. The okie doke is the 360. If you don't know what that is, you need to go and look it up. The 360 deal is the okie doke. I would never do a 360. I don't care how much harder I have to work.
Like the late great Nipsey said, 360 yourself.
That's right.
That's right.
Blaze, man, thank you so much. Where can people go and listen to your new album? Is it out yet?
Yes, it's out on all major platforms, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube. But you could also just go straight to my website. It's havenots.com. That's HAVE-NOTZ.com. And then you could get to all of my social media platforms or any of the platforms that the album is on from there too as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Blaze, for being on the show, man. Any shout outs? More shout outs?
I want to shout out my family, shout out God, man, just everybody who rock with me and support with me, man. Thank you. Prayers and blessings, man. Much love.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Blaze. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're going to have all of his information, just like the website that he gave. And I know he's on Instagram and Facebook and all those good things too. So we're going to have all of those links down below. So go ahead and copy and paste that into your browser. Don't forget to press enter, because you won't go there unless you press enter, just saying. And then you'll have Blaze and you'll have his sixth studio album, Southwest. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Yaya, for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And the pleasure is always mine, entirely, not yours. You can't have it. Anyways, thank you. And I thank you.
I'm going to be back soon.
You going to be back?
I'm going to be back soon.
I love updates. You can't promise that to me.
I promise. I'll be back soon.
Because you're going to break my heart. Because I remember these things. I'm not going to lie to you. I remember. I'll be like, okay. Because I just got another guy that's coming back on my show. And he's doing such a great job. And he's doing so much. I love updates. So don't tease me.
I'm not.
Okay.
I will be back.
Okay. All right. So you heard it from his mouth to your ears. He will be black. Black. He is black. But he will be back. Blaze, thank you. Oh, let me get off of here before I mess myself up some more. Until next time, guys, don't forget to dare to be different. Bye.
We stack dough, yeah, we stack knots. Got it sealed like a padlock. On the front line, we stand off. Rip around from no mascot. Life's a race like NASCAR. I'm a have not. Used to be a petty hustler. Now I'm building enterprise for my city and my tribe. That's a landmark. Looking back at where we came from, just me and my day ones. Got it from the ground up the asphalt. We don't play none. Hit you up and spray, yeah. Leave a hater's brains on a dashboard. Dying young just to make it. Straight from the crater to the grave. Man, my streets are a crash course. We rebound like a backboard. Risky years just to have more. Trapping, trying to put our kids through a grad school. Cause that 9 to 5 ain't gonna pay for that road. The struggle is real. My tummy was clutching my ribs. Life had my back on the fence. Under the lens, the optics were looking so grim. Separate boys from the men. Prepare and commit. Attacking, I'll never relent. Man, I'm convinced. And I insist. What you put in is what you're gonna get. So push the limit. Hood entrepreneur, street connoisseur. Black excellence is what I'm striving for. Yeah, that's the type of shit that I adore. Johnny's profile, got the climate heart. Create your own wave or you ride the dark. Create your own lane or you're not in charge. And use every gift that was gave from God. Through you slaving hard.
Don't play none. Nine, don't play none. Nine ain't with the games none. No time to lay up. Gotta get this cake up. Yeah, I gotta get my pay up. Bet I make a way up. They said I couldn't, but I'm way up. Bet that I'ma get this paper. Grinding every day, just moving sevens in these apes, cuz. Gotta eat. Don't play none. Nine, don't play none. Nine ain't with the games none. No time to lay up. Gotta get this cake up. Yeah, I gotta get my pay up. Bet I make a way up. They said I couldn't, but I'm way up. That's what real made of. You wanna, gotta take it. In the field every day, cuz. Gotta eat. Gotta get to the bag. My hustle is crazy, it's mad. You n****s is lame and it's sad. You plain and you bland. You n****s is sweeter than yams. But I'm seasoned, I'm prepped. I'm just so attached. Hold this down like a clamp. Hold this down for my camp. Down for my land. Gas and I'm juiced and revamped. I'm the man. Sharks all around in the pool where I swam. Been on my but you n****s pretend. Been doing that you n****s intend. Integrity solid, won't budge or won't bend. They want what you got but won't put the work in. Before they commit, they hate and condemn everything that I am, everything they resent. Cause I'm on a level they can't comprehend. Came from the mud, working to death, barely staying above. Work on a scale and I'm weighing it up. Purping my ale and I'm blazing it up. Got an eighth in a snub while I'm making a run. Gotta wait for the plug, then a date with my funds. On the way to the top, you on your way to a plunge. Gotta get to the bread like I'm baking a bun. I'm just shaking it up, Bob Marley in my rap. Chat in my cup, I'm an underground king. Just like pimps in your bun. Gotta get to the money, can't wait for it to come. 365 on the grind, gotta push. Every minute, every hour, over time on the books. When it comes to my bars, they can try to overlook. But in my streets, I'm a giant, just like Optimus Prime. I'm a beast, I'm a lime, get
Don't play none, nine, don't play none. Nine with the games none, no time to lay up. Gotta get this cake up. Yeah, I gotta get my pay up. Bet I make a way up. They said I couldn't, but I'm way up. Bet that I'ma get this paper. Grinding every day, just moving sevens in these apes, cuz. Gotta eat. Don't play none. Nine, don't play none. Nine with the games none. No time to lay up. Gotta get this cake up. Yeah, I gotta get my pay up. Bet I make a way up. They said I couldn't, but I'm way up. That's what real made up. You wanna, gotta take it. In the field every day, cuz. Gotta eat.